This is Radio Reverb on 97.2 FM, www.radioreverb.com. I'm Alistair Kemp. This is the Contemporary Art Show. We have with us today some members of the Safehouse Ensemble. I've got Dave Allen. Hello, Dave.
Hi there.
I've got Annie Kerr. Hello.
Hello, Alistair.
And I've got Gus Garside.
Hi.
Hi. They'll be playing live for us later, and also I'll be interviewing them. About Safehouse and perhaps about improvisation in general. In the meantime, I'm going to do my normal listings. The Brighton Festival and the Fringe Festival having just happened, there isn't much on, especially not in the realm of art. There's very little going on, apart from the University of Brighton has its graduate show, which is from the 6th of June to the Thursday the 11th of June. There's also, I thought I'd mention, the Hammer and Tongue Spoken Word and Performance Poetry Night on the 4th of June at the Commedia Studio Bar. That's at 7:30 and it's £5. There's also the Supper Club, which is a load of art-orientated and cabaret performance art-orientated and film occasionally happenings at the Basement Club. On the 6th of June at 7 p.m. and that's £7. There's also a promenade performance called Cutting the Cord, which is with a group called Flying Eye on Thursday the 25th of June at 7 p.m. It's free, it's a promenade performance. As far as I can tell from the website, which is the Basement website, something to do with memory. But if you want more information, I have a contact number, which is 01273 699 733, if you want to talk about that. I have some music listings coming up as well. Of course, there will be the Safehouse stuff, which the guys will tell us about. But there's also Animal Magic Tricks, Hoofus and Monster Bobby, which is part of the Spirit of Gravity group. That's at Commedia Studio Bar again on the 11th of June. That's £5, and that's at 8:30. There's also a band called I'm Being Good at the Free Butt on the 6th of June. I'll be playing some of their music in a minute. That's free, and they're with Jack Allitt and Lamp at 8 p.m. And then there's another free music at the All Saints Church in Hove, on the corner of Eden Grove and The Drive. And that's a piano duet with Emily Crapelet and Maureen Gallier. Okay, well, this is I'm Being Good, and the track is Crashland of Nods. Here we go.
Well, that was
I'm Being Good. We have Dave Allen, Annie Kerr and Gus Garside with us today from the Safe House, which plays, which, well, they meet up once a month, if that's right, for an open session, and then you have other artists come and play up at the open house on, is it Springfield Road?
Yeah,
is that,
that's
right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'd actually like to sort of like ask you each what you do yourselves and what instruments you play. So if I go across the room here, if I ask Dave first, what instrument do you play? And can I also ask, what part of your instrument do you particularly like?
Well, I play electric guitar. I'm particularly keen on the strings and the amplifier through which you hear the strings. Yeah, what more can I say? It's just fallen on the floor. Oh, no. Yeah.
And Annie, what instrument do you play and what parts of it do you like?
I play the violin and, yeah, it would be the strings.
The strings, okay, because they're the parts that make the sound.
Yeah.
And Gus, I won't ask the same question again, but I'll ask you what you play.
I play double bass.
You play double bass. Okay, well, okay, the Safe House session, if I'm right, the next open session will be 3rd of June.
Next Wednesday, yeah.
Yep, and then later in the month, on the 24th of June, you are playing with somebody, well, it says Powell on the website, who would that be? Dan
Powell, yeah, on the laptop.
And who else will be playing as well?
We've got Mike Hurley and Paul Hessian, who are, it's part of a jazz services tour. Mike's quite a young, up-and-coming peer, he's playing with just about everyone. He started the Birmingham Improvisers Orchestra. Paul Hessian, for me, is one of the most interesting drummers in the UK.
Okay, that's interesting. And okay, well, let's talk about Safe House then. And you have an open session, and from what I gathered from the website and having been there myself, you have members of the audience come up and play. But are these people who often turn up? I mean, how's this?
Yeah, probably worth just telling you a little bit about the history of the Safe House, because it was started by the late Steve Harris, a great drummer who used to play with Pinsky Zoo and Zaum. He was really committed to involving people in music in as broad a possible way. And he started the Safe House in Poole, and a long-time friend of his, Stuart Revel, started the Safe House in Brighton, with a really great deal of thought of developing a core membership of people, but really open to anyone who wants to come and play creatively. And the atmosphere in the open evening is absolutely fantastic, but you get some really great virtuosic players and people who are really just starting out, but there's no sense of competition, there's no egos involved. It's a really warm evening, and the end result is that you get some great sensitive and creative music. We get an audience comes along to the open evening as well as the gig nights, which are the last Wednesdays of the month.
Okay, that's good. And I was thinking, I was thinking that it sounds like Steve had, when Steve started, it was based on groups like groups like a Company Week or a Spontaneous Music Ensemble. Would it be right from that, or does it detract from that? Is it?
No, I think that's true to say. I think Company Week has a particular way of working, but certainly John Stevens and the Spontaneous Music Ensemble. I think John, I knew John quite well, and I think John was really a great pioneer and probably the person most responsible for the development of free and improvised music in this country.
Well, that brings me to the next question I was going to ask you, and those groups and this what Steve Harris did as well, and yourselves, has been called free improvisation by some people, or improvisation in general. What would you describe, if I can ask all three of you, what you do? What would you say, how, the music you play, what is it, what do you do? And
I mean, for me, improvisation, yes, is the key to it, and free is certainly the approach that's being taken. It doesn't follow any particular genre. I mean, I started out playing blues guitar, and I found myself enjoying the improvisation aspect of it alone. And funny enough, through Pinsky Zoo, my brother, it's actually a brother of a best friend of mine, is Jan Kopinski, who founded it, and it's through that I discovered sort of more jazz free jazz as it started out, John Coltrane and Ornette Coleman. So it's a mixture of rock-based improvisation and jazz-based improvisation, and it ends up being free improvisation, I think, is for me a good description of it.
And would you add anything to that?
Certainly, yeah. For me, all sorts of strands become part of the music that's just happening in the moment. There's no conscious thought behind it. And certainly for me, if any conscious thoughts about trying to push the music in certain ways come into it, I try to gently ignore those and just let the instrument speak. So sometimes there's a classical thread, sometimes there's a little jazz thread, sometimes there will be a riff or a rhythmic thread. And for me, rather than setting up a framework, I'm more interested in the mesh that we can bring into being that allows anything to happen.
Okay, brilliant. Josh, would you add anything?
I think what's important one of the things that Annie and Dave have said is it's clear that none of us play solely or have played solely improvised music. I also play contemporary composed music, and in the past have done an enormous number of jazz gigs, but I'm drawn most fervently to improvised music because of the authenticity. You are there in the moment, as Annie said. You're sensitive to the players that you're working with, and that means that there's an enormous amount of variety in the world of improvised music. It doesn't stick in any one place, and there's no way of knowing how it's going to go when you start playing. And what's great about that is that it allows you to everything that you are as a musician is therefore valid in the room at that particular time, and there's no other music that I feel does that.
Okay, well, if I can throw the cat amongst the pigeons a little bit there, I came across a quote by a guy called Gavin Bryars, and he was saying that the reason he turned to composition again after playing improvisation was that it was about that you couldn't divorce the player from the music. So, for example, with composed music, it becomes like a text that has no author, shall we say, and you can interpret it any way you want. Whereas in improvisation, you're interpreting it there in the moment. When you're not interpreting, you are performing. There is no interpretation. It is what you're doing there, and is a part of the group or the artist. And there's a way those two seem to be different things. I mean,
I'm just reading a book about contemporary theatre where they talk about how the striving contemporary theatre for authenticity, and the fact that, you know, actually we try to move away in contemporary theatre from divorcing the actor and the character, that really is about the person who's there performing. And that's the fantastic thing about improvised music. I mean, it's kind of interesting, some of the things that Gavin has said about improvised music, having moved away from it, although we kind of come back to it a little bit. One of the other things that he says is he gets fed up with improvised music because it always seems to start with a whisper and end with a whisper. That isn't actually quite true, but actually, I think one of the things that's important about that is life often starts and ends that way. And, you know, really, there's a great interrelationship between the way we live our lives and improvised music.
Would you say it's a conversation, especially when there's a group with you, or even if you're on yourself, it's perhaps it's a conversation with yourself. But most conversations start sort of quietly and end quietly.
Absolutely.
Perhaps.
Absolutely.
Although, of course, they don't have to. And I'm sure, you know, not all improvised music ever does.
Absolutely.
Okay, well. Right, there's another argument, discussion in improvised music that's been about, is the idea that you document it, or the problem of documenting it, that it's supposed to be live in the moment. I realise as musicians you have to make a living and sell the CDs, but there's some people argue there's something lost when you're not seeing it live. I don't know what you think about this, and also the idea this is actually a recorded show, so the audience now listening now realise that this has actually been recorded on a Thursday and you'll be listening to it on a Sunday or Monday. So although this performance is, you know, will be an original performance that is only played here in the studio at this moment, I mean, what would you say about that, the idea, any reflections on
that? I think
that?
It's true about all music, actually, that it loses its... It loses something when it's not live. I saw Dave Holland on Saturday night, absolutely fantastic live gig, bought the CD. The CD doesn't in any way replicate the sheer experience of that live gig. And this thing about recording things and then playing them later, that happens in all kinds of music. You know, Indian music is a lot of Indian music is very time specific. You'll have a morning raga, an afternoon raga, an evening raga. Once it goes onto a CD, people play it at all times of the day, you know, and it does lose that kind of thing. A wonderful example of someone playing a dedicating a record to their girlfriend and played a requiem, you know, and there's a kind of juxtaposition of the purpose of the music there. So I think all things are lost unless if they're not played live and in the moment. But you know, as you say, there's a, you know, we document it because we like to kind of, we can reflect on what we're doing, and other people can reflect on it as well, and you know, it's something to keep.
It can get, there is a puritanical strand, it's true, within free improvisation that some people do say you shouldn't record it ever, but
you don't exist.
I don't, no.
No,
not really.
That's fair enough. Well, okay, well, you'll be playing live in a bit. Gus has some, wants to tell us about the next, people playing at Safe House over the next couple of months.
Yeah, we've got some really fantastic things coming up. We've already talked about Mike Hurley and Paul Hessian in June. In July, we've got a local collective called BetaBet, and that's part of really, again, the ethos of Safe House, of providing platforms to nurture new musicians. And then we go quiet over the summer. In the autumn, we've got the hugely entertaining Hugh Metcalf coming back. Some people may have remembered him from before. And then we've got a very rare visit of Gianni Mimo, who's an Italian soprano sax player, coming over in October. We've got German sax player Stefan Coyne with John Russell in November. And then we're going to end the year with our Christmas special on December the 16th. Pretty much very similar way to the way we started the year, which is with John Lloyd and some musicians working with him.
Well, that sounds interesting. I'm looking forward to that. Okay, well, they're going to be playing live in a bit. I'm going to come put some music on now. After that, I've got some more listings about some lectures that are coming up that might be interesting to viewers, as well as news about the next show. And then we'll be playing some more music and we'll be hearing them live. So this is Spaceways Inc., who are Hamid Drake, Nate McBride and Ken Vandermark. The album is called Version Soul, and this is Reasonable Hour. Thank you. Spaceways Inc. with A Reasonable Hour. This is Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. This is a contemporary art show. It's also available live stream on www.radioreverb.com. Not sure how many W's I put in that one. If you want to email us, it's studio@radioreverb.com and put Contemporary Art Show in the subject heading. I'm just going to mention the next show. On the 3rd of June, there's a conference at Brighton University called Analysing David Peace, a Critical Symposium. It's from 12 o'clock till 5 o'clock on Wednesday, the 3rd of June. It's free, although if you want to go, you will have to RSVP and get tickets, and you would that would be by emailing k.shaw, S-H-A-W, at brighton.ac.uk. That's k.shaw at brighton.ac.uk. That's Katie Shaw who's convening it. And the symposium is about the about David Peace, who did the film Damned United, and wrote the book, and he's written the trilogy, Red Riding Trilogy, which was adapted for Channel 4 recently. Next month I will be interviewing Katie about her book about David Peace. Her speciality tends to be to do with the miners' strike, and David Peace is one of the people who does that. So I'll be talking to her about that. Okay, well, this next track is Mark Applebaum from his album Catfish. The track is License to Fail. And after that, we will be having the Safe House guys in here. Yep, be back in a minute. Thank you. Well, that was Mark Applebaum from the album Catfish on Sardic with License to Fail. I have with me Dave Allen, Annie Kerr and Gus Garside from the Safe House Ensemble. This is the first time they've actually played live together. And are you going to call this anything, or is this just... this is just a performance? Brilliant. Okay. All right. You ready?
Thank you.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much. I'll give you a round of applause myself, even though I'm the only one in the studio. That was absolutely brilliant. This has been the Contemporary Art Show. That was Dave Allen, Annie Kerr and Gus Garside from the Safe House Ensemble, who are... Sorry, Gus, when are they? When's the open session again?
Open session is next Wednesday, June the 3rd.
June the 3rd.
Come along.
Wednesday, June the 3rd. And every month... you've got a website, which is...
It's on a MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace website, which is...
www.myspace.com/safehousebrighton.
Or if you just search for Safe House on MySpace, you'll find it, as I always do. Okay, this next track is Sen King, and I will be playing out. This has been the Contemporary Art Show on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM, www.radioreverb.com. Sorry about that. That was the CD getting stuck. So this is Mashtar from 70s Zen Manifesto. This is the intro with One Armed Symphonist.
Saved to stay.